Well, welcome everyone. It's that time of the year for Face Off for Ace, the 12th annual Face Off for Ace, Thursday, February 27th at the Royal Sonesta Hotel. Guest speaker for this year will be Ray Bork, an evening to benefit the Ace Bailey Children's Foundation. And we're very pleased to have with us the speaker from a year ago from the 11th annual dinner for Face Off for Ace. Last year's guest speaker, six-time Stanley Cup winner, two-time MVP, and Hall of Fame class of 2007, Mark Messier. Mark, welcome, and glad you could join us to help promote this year's festivities.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great experience for me personally last year. Ace was a dear friend of mine. He took care of me when I was sent to the minors back in 1979, and lived with Ace for a week when I was down there, and of course back up with the Oilers. A great friend, a guy that you always wanted to be around, a guy that put a smile on your face, and the work that's being done in Ace's honor is just incredible. So it was a great experience for me personally last year.
Well, when you you had the opportunity to speak last year, you had some stories about Ace. You probably told all the ones you could probably tell in mixed company that night. But just to recount, you did have some moments along the way that really captured the essence of the man of which you speak that was such a great mentor to you and so many others.
Ace was such a positive influence. He obviously had played was an experienced NHL player, had been pro for quite a few years. Of course, we were, you know, myself, I include Wayne in there because he had their same kind of relationship with Wayne Gretzky. But Wayne was just one of those guys that was so positive. He knew what the NHL game was. He understood the ups and downs, especially for young players. And he really took care of us in a lot of ways. And, you know, I just think about he was the guy that when you weren't feeling good about a particular game or whatever, he could put a smile on your face. He loved to have a great time. He was always laughing. Loved to have a barbecue and the boys over. And you talk about looking back at your career now, being retired for 8 years and playing 26 years. You look at the guys that really had an impact on you and throughout your career, and I hold Ace up there in high regard for helping me along the way, especially early in the early years when, you know, you're just getting your feet wet.
You mentioned about being sent to the minors there early on, and you know, traumatic for a young player, no matter what the circumstances. Really personified who Ace was, the fact that he was there to help you. You know, you measure people by the tough times and not just when you're rolling in the good times, Mark.
Exactly, and you know, I was a young player, just getting, like I said, just coming into the NHL. Had you know, a rough start. They sent me to the minors, and of course, it's devastating to get the news that you're going to the minors. But when I showed up in Houston, which at the time were the Houston Arrows or Houston Apollos, I believe, it's been so long ago now, Ace was there, and he was actually at the time the coach and the players. You don't do that very often anymore, but he really understood what I was feeling getting sent to the minors and the disappointment. But he, you know, convinced me to make the best of it and enjoy the time that I was there and work on your game and be respectful of the other players were there and not to come down with a bad attitude. And those kinds of lessons when you're trying to become a professional will stay with you for the rest of your career.
Well, it's all about the company you keep, Mark. And you mentioned that other fellow, Wayne Gretzky, another previous speaker for the Face Off for Ace. And when you look at a couple of guys that he had a strong influence on, you and Wayne Gretzky, well, that really kind of goes to the pantheon of hockey and testament to Ace, as you mentioned, not just the attitude and his personality, but just the man all around from all aspects. Not everybody would not only be the coach and the mentor, but also open up his home, which he did for you and for Wayne at different times during your development.
On many occasions, and I get back to what you're talking about. You talk about character and integrity, and Ace was a man's man. He was a guy that you wanted to be around. He didn't have any kind of false pretenses about him. He wore his heart on his sleeve. He would have given his shirt off his back if it was the last thing that he owned. So you talk about a guy that you know had a integrity and character and had feelings for the people around him. And the dinner last year was special for me because, again, you know, I was 18 years old coming into the National Hockey League and trying to find my way. And you look back at those guys that kind of helped you when the times were tough. And then, of course, getting to back together when Ace was working with the Oilers as a scout and spending time with them, those are great memories for me personally. And it was an honor to be there speaking on his behalf at the dinner last year.
You shared some great memories and recollections. Is there any one moment when you think of Ace and what he was all about? Is there maybe one moment or one particular story that comes to mind if you're pressed to just narrow it down, Mark?
Well, I showed a picture at the dinner last year. I had some old pictures that I kind of drummed up, and there was a picture of Wayne and Ace with the Stanley Cup and getting a picture, and the smile on Ace's face, it just lit up the room. And that was Ace. When he walked into the room, he was a huge presence. He ignited the room. He was a huge personality, and that kind of picture just summed it up, the relationship that, I had with him, the relationship Wayne had with him. But, you know, everybody that played with Ace would tell you the same thing, that he had a big impact on their lives.
People always talk about Ace with a childlike enthusiasm that he had and exuberance that he had in his life and his personality. Very apropos when you think about it, Mark, that the Ace Bailey Foundation is the Ace Bailey Children's Foundation for their benefit.
Yeah, and it is. He loved kids. For some reason, some things are just etched in your mind, and he was always so caring and would take his time when he saw kids around the rink and they'd come and ask Wayne for their autographs or come to watch the players there, and he always seemed to have time for the kids. And what an unbelievable honor to have Ace's place and to be to have the honor and the memory of looking after so many kids, since we've missed Ace. It was an emotional evening, and I'm sure it will be again this year because of what Ace meant to everybody and the impact he's had on so many people's lives, and now looking down on us and having so much of an impact on these young kids again. So what a great initiative.
Ray Bourque will have some big skates to fill this year, Mark. You did an outstanding job last year and very entertaining, engaging, informative about the man, the myth, and truly the legend that was Ace Bailey.
Ace, I think you pretty much summed it up. He was every one of those and more. And I say that with all sincerity. You talk about a guy that loved life, loved to live life, loved to be around, loved to laugh. And he was bigger than life. And when I showed that picture last year with him and Wayne holding the cup and the smile on his face, I think that kind of really brought back so many memories for a lot of people.
No, indeed it did. And Mark, on behalf of everybody that is involved with the organization and Face Off for Ace, thanks for your time a year ago and coming to Boston and being the guest speaker. And thanks for coming on and allowing the opportunity for this year to promote this year's dinner. And in summation, I just think, time does fly by, and the fact that this dinner is now in its 12th year is a testament to the man, and long may this dinner be held in his memory.
Well, thank you, and I'll tell you, it's a great night, and I encourage anybody listening to partake in any way, whether they can help out the kids or whatever, and in the end, as they say, it will be judged on not how much we accumulate, but how well we loved, and Ace's testimony is that he loved well, and he continues to do so.
Well, if your schedule allows, hopefully, don't be a stranger. Hopefully, you'll be back for future consideration at another Face-Off for Ace down the road.
Thank you very much. I'll look forward to it.
Mark Messier, he was the guest speaker for the 11th annual Face-Off for Ace a year ago, and the Face-Off for Ace, the 12th annual upcoming on February 27th with guest speaker, Hockey Hall of Famer Ray Bourque.